Back here on Downtown on a Thursday afternoon, Rich Kimball here in the studio. Carrie Haskell joining us live from New Orleans and on the telephone line. Broadcaster, author, actor, teacher, man about town, Gary Tanguay. Hello, Gary.
When you introduce me like that, that pretty much says that I can't hold a full-time job.
Well, you know who you're talking to, right?
I mean, yeah.
It's been my MO for about 40 years now.
It's a good way to go if you can pull it off.
As my grandmother used to say, jack of all trades, master of none.
Oh, I know. I've heard that forever.
The hell with those people. What do they know?
They don't.
No. Darn right. How you been?
Well, I'm good. You know, I'm hanging out. I'm good. I've shut off all media.
Good idea. Not a bad choice. I wish I could do that.
I just don't pay attention to media. I'm not doom and gloom like everybody else. I mean, I've been a Democrat. I have crossed the aisle at times. Didn't this time, but I don't think it's the end of the world. I know people do. I think we'll get by. I think, you know, it'll be okay. But, like, some of my friends are like, I'm moving to Canada. And I go, well, have a good time. I mean, you know, I'm not leaving, you know.
Well, and it does help to be up here in, the part of America that, for the most part, still believes in the Constitution.
True. I think you're going to be fine. And I'm not getting caught up in it. I'm just not.
Carrie's shaking his head from New Orleans because he's in that New Orleans island of blue, surrounded by a sea of red.
Yeah, wants live tigers at football games and is fighting to the Supreme Court for the right to put the Ten Commandments in classrooms.
Yeah, I mean, if you're if you go too far north, south, or west, you're going to be eaten by a gator.
I'm kind of intrigued, though, by the idea of live tigers at football games. I might be okay with that. I think we ought to bring back the real black bear.
You know, I was a fan of bananas. It was some drunk guy in a suit.
But there was a time, I think, like back in the 20s and 30s when they'd have a real black bear, like on a chain.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure. I'm sure they did. You know, but now, you know, just good. And Bananas the Bear, that had to have been the worst costume in the history of mascots ever.
It's a little better these days. Oh, yeah. Bananas still rents. It was a little ratty back in your day because I think it was probably some frat guy who was.
Yeah, there's no doubt.
God knows what happened to that suit on the weekends.
Well, I was just going to say, yeah. I mean, there might have been some furry action going on.
My goodness. Well, I know. So you've turned off the news. Have you watched any good TV or good movies lately?
You know, I really got into Tyler Sheridan, whatever he does, you know, seems to work. So anything that he'll put on, I'll give it a shot. So I'm good with that. The season two of Shrinking has been a little dark. It got a little heavy. Harrison Ford's great. Siegel's great. The whole cast is great. So that's been interesting. Get a little heavy. I'm reading Al Pacino's book.
Oh, how is that?
I love it because he's just honest. He is honest, and he just says, look, I'm not an accountant. I'm not a lawyer. That's why after I did The Godfather, I was $15,000 in debt. He talks about how he had $50 million in the bank at one point, and then he went bankrupt. He has no idea how, and he doesn't care. He's like, I'm an actor, and that's it. And he has a love affair with Shakespeare, and talks about doing Richard III and how he had worked as an understudy and on a film. I mean, he was on a film. He didn't know what he was doing. I mean, the guy was just lost. All he wanted to do was theater. He just wanted to be a repertory actor. That's it. And he actually started with Martin Sheen. They used to sweep the stage together.
Wow.
At off-Broadway plays in New York. He said, that's all I wanted to do. I wanted to be a rep guy. I just wanted to make enough, be a rep guy, that's it. And just fell into this incredible just fell into this incredible situation with The Godfather, where it was like, I mean, he talks at length about how he almost got fired, about how, like, you know, Francis called him to a dinner once. Says, Francis called me to a dinner, and he said, and he stood there. And Francis was eating with his family. And Al goes, I figured he was going to invite me to sit down. Nope. He just stood there, and he said, you're not cutting it. It was like 3 or 4 weeks in. You're not cutting it.
Wow.
And then Al was like, what do you mean I'm not cutting it? So he says, I want you to go look at the dailies. And Al looked at the dailies, and and Pacino said to himself, and this is what separates the greats from the rest of us. The greats do not give a damn about what anybody else thinks. And they may fall flat on their face. They may. They may fail miserably. But Pacino said, I looked at the dailies and I said, I'm doing exactly what I want to do. Michael at the beginning of this movie is supposed to be boring. Because that's what they were all saying. The studio people were saying he's boring. He doesn't do anything. And Pacino says, of course he doesn't. He's a schlub. He's a guy in the army. He's not supposed to be the next Godfather. And then he says it comes out of nowhere. That's the way it's supposed to work. So then he talked about Francis moved up the shooting of the scene with Sollozzo in the, you know, and they hide the gun in the
bathroom.
Yeah, Sollozzo and the police officer. And he comes in, and Francis moved that shooting up so he could show it to the execs. And he said Francis claims that he didn't do it on purpose, but he thinks he did, because once the studio execs saw that, they said, "Oh, okay, now we get it." Because that's when Michael turns. You know, Michael says, you know, I got to do it. You know, I have to shoot it. Yes, just hang on 1 second. I'll be right in. Okay. Sorry.
Are there family matters that need attending to?
No. I'm just here to pick up a dog at the vet.
Oh.
And I double booked as always. you know, just being me.
What's your dog's name?
Frisco.
Frisco. Nice.
Frisco. Yes.
Is Frisco okay?
Well, Frisco had to have some exploratory surgery, and if my father knew how much I spent on this dog, he'd be rolling over in his grave back in good old Maine. I don't even want to tell you.
Oh, yeah, look, my old dog's got arthritis, and the money we spend on meds for her every month, you know, more than I spend. I'm an old man, and I don't spend that much on any prescriptions.
Oh, it's not even close. I mean, the thing of it is, I wish I could get him on my insurance policy. I mean, that's what you got to do, is you got to, like, you name your dog like Paul or Fred or something, you know.
Frisco Tanguay, is this your child? Yes. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Well, he's 11, he's getting on in years, and you do what you can.
Absolutely. Hey, let me ask you quickly, what are your thoughts so far, the early returns on young Drake May?
I mean, he's a good quarterback. I think he's going to be okay, but they got to get get people around him. Obviously, I think he'll be a top 10, top 15 quarterback. I'd say top 10 quarterback, but you know, I don't know if he needs help. Obviously, I mean, he needs an offensive line, and he needs. But I think it's good. I mean, the fact that he's able to handle this situation, I think, has been pretty amazing. You know, considering he's getting hell thrown at him. So I think it's a good sign. You know, and I think the critics have been way too hard. Like, I was just listening to my guy, Felge. He was falling off the bridge. I mean, jumping all over this administration. I mean, look, Bill's been gone a year. The GM's been there for one draft. You got to give these guys a couple of years, I think. I just do. You know, I think you got to give, you know, Mayo and the front office a couple of years to figure it out.
Well, are you surprised that Belichick has been taking shots at them?
No, not at all. No, I mean, listen, Bill can be a dink. I mean, he's the greatest coach of all time. But you know as well as I do, Richie, just because you're the greatest coach of all time doesn't mean you're a nice guy.
Right, right.
I mean, the coaches, great coaches and citizenship have nothing to do with each other. I mean, they don't. I mean, some of the greatest coaches ever, I mean, Michael Jordan's not necessarily a nice man, but he'll cut your heart out. I mean, people have said LeBron's too nice. If he wasn't so nice, he would have won more championships. You know, I mean, Jordan would take your lunch money. Belichick's the same way. I mean, Belichick said it once, and he said it best. He goes, the only thing that matters is wins and losses. That's the only thing that defines my life. That's it. That's it to him. And he's out of the game now. I mean, he got cocky. He didn't handle things right. He let things get out of control. And, you know, he may not get another job. I wouldn't let him run an organization. Would you?
I'm no, not, a coach, not at this point in his life. And, frankly, he's awfully good on TV. I think he should stick with that.
Oh, I think you should stick with that, too. I mean, oh, when on Fridays, at press conferences on Fridays, he was amazing because it was just a small group of people there, and he'd talk about the Giants, and he'd break down film. I mean, talk football, there's nobody better. He should do what he's doing, but he's just making himself look like a child, you know, which at the end of the day, they all are. I mean, they have a very – I mean, anybody that's coaching or playing, I mean, they have a very hard time growing up after the fact. Especially after 20 years when people have been telling you that, you know, you're God.
Well, I get
mean,
that.
It's true. You know, it's but yeah, I mean, well, I'm not surprised at all. At all. That fits him to a T.
Now, do you think Brady will do this another year, or is he going to walk away with all these restrictions as a part owner of the Raiders? It makes it pretty hard to do a job that, frankly, he's not all that good at anyway.
Well, I mean, I'm surprised they let him get involved with the Raiders at all.
Mm.
You know, so I think he's going to try to do it. The problem with Tom is if he just talked football, you know, he's trying to do too much. He's trying to say the right thing. He's trying to say the cute thing. Just talk about the game. Just talk about the game. But, you know, even take off the headset. Take off the headset. Stick a mic in front of him. Don't look at the monitors. Look at the game. Tell me what you see. That's it. You know, that he's got too much going on in his head. I don't know enough about it, Rich, as far as, like, what the Raider restrictions will be. I know Fox is going to have to – I mean, he's going to give up a lot of money if he walks away from Fox.
No question.
I'd like to see him stick with it because I like him. I think he's – you know, look, Brady can cut your heart out, too. I mean, that guy's – he's a poor loser. He is a poor loser. There's nobody that – I mean, there's no dignity when it's losing it comes to him. But he's not. But he's a good guy, you know. He's not a bad person. So I would like for him to succeed. But he's just got to like talk the game, you know. He's trying to be. It's too many people telling him what to do. You know, I'd put him in a room, watch the game, stick a mic on him, no TV monitors, no replay. Just talk about the game. It'd be fine. You know, when you get in a television broadcast, you get directors and producers and execs and replay. You got too many people telling you what to do.
Absolutely.
That's my thing.
Hey, when do we get to see you on a screen, a movie or TV?
I don't know, man. I've been auditioning for some Law and Orders and haven't got the call yet, but we're trying. You know, this James L. Brooks movie's coming out in the spring. So.
Oh, good, good.
Yeah, hopefully that'll be good. But hopefully Hollywood will pick up. It's been a little slow, but hopefully it picks up, you know, in the new year. So we'll see.
All right. Well, you go get Frisco and take care of him.
I know the people here at the vet hospital, I think, are a little, they're like looking at me through the window.
Right.
Like, how come you're not coming in to get your dog? I'm like, because I can't keep my schedule straight.
Well, listen, Frisco's much more important than us. You go take care of business.
All right, Richie, I'll see you.
All right. Thanks, Gary. Gary Tagway with us here on Downtown. It's a 15 to go before the top of the hour. Working our way through a Thursday together, Rich Kimball.